This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings, if you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Oh my God. I am pretty freaked out right now because we are engaging in a tradition that I've decided is a tradition, and Drag Race happens too often for it to even be an annual tradition. This is happening twice this year. I guess before I should indulge you in the tradition, I should tell you, you're listening to the only Drag Race podcast on the internet. I don't care what Big Dipper says.
Wow.
And you're listening to Drag Her, and the guffaws and snickers you're hearing are from my lovely, lovely co-host, the impeccable, unstoppable, hilarious host of Sloppy Seconds and 100 other wonderful things on the gay internet, Big Dipper and Meatball. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. There's that fucking belt. I live. How are y'all?
I'm doing great.
Me too. Before I like that before we started, you reminded us that we got together to do this.
Yes.
I guess it is a tradition. I want this to be a tradition.
Well, you know, I was thinking the other day, I was like, wait, we should do that thing on Drag Her again. That would be funny if it was always us. And then earlier tonight, we got the email and I was like, yeah,
I guess it's Dreams us.
I guess it's us. I honestly, nothing is better because like fuck talk is so central to what y'all is a part of your brand. And we talk about where we peg the queens on here. So it's actually criminal if we don't have you every time.
Like, criminale. Yeah. Yeah.
Criminale. True. Plus, criminale. On this other Drag Race podcast I'm learning of that you produce that's wildly popular.
Oh, yeah. I think you just found out about that.
It's apparent. I mean, you know, Big Dipper, you get to squawk, but you don't get to squawk nearly enough for my taste.
No, and I'll tell you this. Sometimes when I do pipe up, the journey of me producing Race Chaser with Willem in Alaska, which comes out every Wednesday and Friday.
You heard it here.
Plug. You heard it here on this
I can't wait to hear it. It's the first I'm hearing of this.
It's really fun. When we first started, I wasn't supposed to talk. I was supposed to be in the room producing. And then they would like ask me stuff and I would sort of pipe up. And no one could ever hear it. And it made editing the show actually more difficult because they didn't do the reality TV thing you do where you have to say the question in the answer on the set.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
But they're just like,
so then we just like
bad.
Put them, right. They just sort of were like,
it's like,
right,
no, you have
you're
to say,
right about
I'm
that.
Feeling bad. It's like, no, bad.
Right.
How are you doing? Bad.
Then we put a mic in the room and I was too quiet. And so then they gave me a real mic. But every time I open my mouth, just like I'm talking right now, they give
daggers.
Me that look like, shut the fuck up. Yeah, exactly.
I love
so
it.
I'm
I love when
talk.
You get roasted for your incredible, thorough like wrap ups of the show. That is, to me, that's a real fun slap in the face.
I never thought that I would come out to Hollywood and be a writer, but here I am.
Here you are. Well, I love y'all so much, and I love Sloppy Seconds. I listen. I'm obsessed with The Stairs, which just came out. I'm obsessed with, I listen to every episode, but like The Stairs was fag journalism at its finest.
At its most chaotic. I know, we went roller skating and we talked about it because we were trying to decide like what the truth is. And at the end of the day, honestly, go listen to The Stairs episode of our podcast
if
you haven't. It's an episode where we interviewed these two queens. One is accused of pushing the other one down a flight of stairs at 4 o'clock in the morning. And it was a story that I was obsessed with. But we will never know the truth.
No,
we will never know what happened because everyone was so fucked up on drugs.
Yeah, just like The Staircase. We'll never know, even though we're like, I'm pretty sure it wasn't owls. We'll never know what really happened. We'll never know.
I think it was the owls.
You believe in owl theory.
In the power of an owl.
You fucking would. Yeah. Oh, also today is that crazy day. We have to move along, but today's that crazy day that everyone won't shut up about with the Jupiter and Saturn. And do you guys have any opinions on this?
Oh, I don't know. I've seen a lot of pictures of the moon on Instagram and I just know to stay away from it.
Yeah, I'm not into tarot cards.
I don't believe
yes.
in the stars.
No, I'm just kidding.
I had some tarot-y friends. In fact, Vicky Vox herself
we love Vicky.
Love her, but she was like, hey, stay inside on the 21st. I was like, what? She was like, stay inside. I was like,
girl,
what?
We should have all been staying inside since March.
Right. I mean, there you go. There you go. If Republicans learn one thing. Well, I am gagged. I am gooped. I'm especially happy to have y'all back because, you know, man, when we did this episode last, we literally were like, I can't wait to go to Drag Race Live. Sherry Pie is killer. We were just saying so many things that were going to prove to be not true. And
they did prove to not be true. Well, you know, we don't know if they're not true because we didn't get to see her on the show.
We don't know.
We don't know.
We'll never know.
I will say one thing that might be offensive.
Please.
I would love to see an edit with the original edit.
I would love to see that. I fully agree. I heard they were going to do that at one point because they were like, oh, the UK doesn't care. They're going to release the original edit. But I don't think that ever happened.
I'm always curious from like a production standpoint, how far along they got. Because I also think with the show that has such a ravenous fan base, the World of Wonder probably says, we've got all the episodes, you know, put the order in VH1, we're doing it. But I don't know that they actually deliver the, I don't think they deliver all of the episodes at the one time. Because they were able to go back and edit her out. So I'm curious how far they actually got in editing the show. Like, do you think they edited the whole thing?
Don't know.
And
I
then
think
went
they,
and re-edited? I'm fascinated by that.
I think
you
there's
know
a
who
little
to talk
bit
to
of,
about this?
Oh, who?
I'm not going to say it. Trixie Mattel. She knows. She talks to the editor. She's seen the unedited. She's seen the unedited.
Okay. Well, I mean, I bet they leave some open-endedness towards the end, right? They're like, look, here's the top. We're going to the top
Crystal,
six.
Crystal couldn't have wished for a better thing to happen for her.
That's true.
It really did rocket her.
It did. That's true.
I just looked online. She has like 900. She's like going to get to 1 million followers soon on Instagram.
Yeah.
And that normally takes queens like 2 years after their show.
Yeah, she's incredible. I mean, she's incredible. She really speaks to the freaks of this generation. I'll be curious to see, like, now that we didn't get this, I think we have some older queens in this season. And one theory I have is because the older queen drag legend edit that Sherry Pie got was like, fuck. Well, that story's over. We need to get more legacy queens to tell that story.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, that's an opinion I have. I was like, they need some of those queens like Tamisha and Tina Burner to be like, okay, Sherry didn't work out, but we can get other queens who like have that historical drag background. Something to think on. Before we dig into
these
queens. First
of all, you said that Tina Burner was old, not me.
Yeah. I mean, all I hear is, and her Meet the Queens too, is just like, I've taught the children. I took the children to school. I drove them in the bus. So I was like, okay, then all if you right, have Mama. That many kids, if you have that many kids, you're old. Here's a question, because overall drag question, are puns in drag names over?
No.
And I say that.
Not
no?
if you go to the UK.
Okay.
I also
them.
Just think, no, I think it is a unique distinction that mm-hmm. drag names have over any other category of stage name. I think there are musical artists, magicians, who else has stage names? Comedians who happen to have
wrestlers.
Names. Right.
Oh.
Wrestlers. But ooh, I think there's something special about a pun name in a drag name. So Tina Burner, that is a drug joke, right?
Yes.
Oh,
like
she
smoke
will not
meth?
Admit
to
Tina
it.
Burner. She just got that. She smokes meth every day. And this is just hearsay, but we're saying she does it every day.
She's
absolutely
a meth
for sure.
I'll say it.
She does meth. I'll fucking say it.
Alaska was talking about this queen named Amy Vodka House, which just sort of like sounds
that's not
like
a pun.
But it sounds like it sort of rolls off the tongue. But
in what world does Amy Vodka House roll off a tongue?
That's what we call non-comedy. Do you know?
But do you know who?
It's a kind of comedy, but it's like non-comedy.
But I never knew that it was in association with Amy Winehouse.
I mean,
well, that's on you, Mom.
That's on you. I assumed because I heard the weirdest name in the world, Amy Vodka House. I'm like, oh, okay, Amy Winehouse. That's like so. It's so weird that there's no way it could not be tied to that, is what I thought. Now, back to fucking wrestlers. I've always wanted to fuck wrestlers. I used to watch WWF when it was WWF with my brother, and my God, they wear tiny things.
They wear tiny. My question is, what are those little panties made out of? Because you don't see a hint of a bulge. Are they in underwear underneath that?
I think they're in quite the underwear. Yeah, they're getting their stuff pretty smashed up, which
they're getting
is
their dicks
horrible.
Corseted.
Their dicks are corseted, herringbone, and it's painful. It's a bummer. I mean, performing with a smashed dick, I mean, is just
to do the splits and kicks. I mean, you know, you've done drag. It's
sure.
no fun.
It's no Wait, fun.
So Utica Queen is also a pun.
Is it?
You dick a queen? Like you fuck
What's
a queen
the pun?
With
no,
your dick?
That's
What's
not,
the pun?
No, I will not have it in this house.
You dick a queen. You dick a queen. You dick
a
queen.
That's not a thing you say though. That's not a thing one says.
But it's a play with language.
No, Dipper. Dipper, you're losing
New York.
You don't say, let's go burn up some Tina.
No, but you would say... That queen like is a Tina Burner.
No, you wouldn't. You would say smoker
Look,
or user.
No, she burns the Tina. I'm saying, oh, don't light it too fast. You're gonna burn that Tina.
So do you think? So are you gonna sit here on this stage in front of this gay judge and say that you dick a queen is a pun? Are you gonna say that to me, Dips?
Or like Tamisha Iman is like. Tam! Ishaman!
That sounds like a curse.
Tamisha Iman?
I feel like we've lost you. I feel like you just went off the deep end. Watch as you dive in. I don't know where
Meatball's,
you went.
Meatball's trying. Meatball's coming, guys.
I'm coming up with one. I'm looking.
That's what I'm looking at, too.
I mean, I
got nothing. La La Ri.
I love
what
La La Ri.
What is
La La Ri?
La La Ri, I mean.
Well, it's lottery, right?
Yeah, that's lottery. She won the La La Ree.
Get out of here.
She's from the South. That's what we call it in Louisiana. It's a La La Ree.
Yeah, the La La Ree.
The La La Ree? Now, yeah. I've heard of lotion being called Lolo, but I have not heard of the La La Ree.
And Candy Muse? She just has a lisp.
That's full a good name, drag name.
Candace Musical.
Candace middle musical. Name, she just has a lisp. So,
okay, Elliot with two T's. That's also puns about
wow,
titties.
Wow, with two tits. Mm,
two T's.
That's my...
That's not it for me. That's not funny to me.
Look, you can say that you didn't like it, but you can't say it wasn't funny.
Joey J is like when you're yelling at the DJ.
Oh my God.
Yo, DJ. Yo,
wait, let's go with every single one of these.
I have so many comments I want
to
say.
Yes, we have to stop.
I'll stop. I'll stop.
Specifically, I think that Joey J has made me homophobic, but we'll get to it.
Oh, I know those people. I know those people that.
Okay, I know what you mean. Someone who's,
for us.
Who's been so attacked that all they're doing is attacking everyone else. So, Denali Fox, I'm going to go in order of the YouTube.
That is a compassionate way to think about it.
You know, look, I've been with those queens and you're like, I'm your friend. And they're like, leave me alone.
It's a very much a who hurt you moment.
Yeah. Yes, it's a who hurt you moment. And I've been, yeah. This reminds me, one time when I was trying to make friends with these gay twins and I was using my dark-sided humor. And I was like, oh my God, you're twins and you're both gay. And they're like, uh-huh, yes, we are. And they were very blonde, twinky, inky boys. And I was like, does your mom cry herself to sleep every night? And I...
That's funny.
That's what I thought.
Because it's now like, that's... she fucked up twice. She had two chances and they both were bad.
That's what I thought. I was like totally being like, this is how I get in with like, girl, I'm your friend. And they were just simply offended. Okay, moving
la
on.
La
well, I said I've asked that to gay siblings before. I've mm-hmm. been like, so your mom hates y'all, like equally, or like, so you have a lesbian sister. Are you sure you're gay, or this is just
right? You are you just a big old copycat? You copycat?
Yeah, well, you just trying it out.
So Denali
anyway,
Fox,
people are not gonna like that joke.
I liked it, and that's all that matters. I represent the gay internet. So Denali Fox, she's from Chicago. I love this look. I love her vibe. That's what I'm going to say. She's giving me one of those Zora alien fish people from Zelda. Have y'all played Zelda?
No.
No, but is she a snowflake or is she a fish?
Ooh, I'm guessing snowflake because she says she's obsessed with Alaska in the north.
I don't know. Yeah. The elbow things are too much for me. I love the weave. The hair.
I love the parts and the whips and the ups and the downs. I love it.
I guess
it.
Maybe it is for me, but my question is, what is holding it together? Like, how is it standing out from her body like that?
That's well constructed. It's very cool.
It's super well constructed.
And I
it
loved her interview,
It is very pretty,
too.
But it's not for me.
Are we just talking about looks or their well, chat?
Go for the whole chat.
Go for the whole thing. Chatter me up. Yeah.
She won me over. I was very excited. And I like that she... like that she was like, I'm doing ice skating and I know someone else did it, but I'm still doing it. And I sort of live for that moment where she was like, this is what I do and I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
Well, Milk can't do a backflip on skates and this bitch can do a backflip, land it, and then do a costume reveal all while spinning on the ice.
You've seen this. You've seen this shit?
I've seen this.
Wow.
It's incredible. She's an incredible... She was almost like an Olympian, like an Olympic skater.
Whoa.
She's been skating
sense.
Since she was a little kid. So that's like when she walked in on those roller or on the roller skates, listen to me, like a grandma. When she walked in on those ice skates, oh, baby, I was in.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, and I'm going to say something that sounds a little rude. She gives me a little bit of filler queen vibes just because she's so nice.
Interesting. See, Well, I didn't get that from her. I'm going off for confidence. And to me, I usually can clock real confidence and fake confidence. And it felt like real confidence. But you're saying
yeah, but
she's
a
in
lot
the
of times real confidence is misplaced.
Perfect example, my co-host.
You're welcome.
No, yeah, I agree. I think she'll go very far, mm-hmm. but I also feel based on the other people, she's like a crowd favorite, a return for All Stars, a
fifth
long, fifth alternate, a long career in the Drag Race brand. That's how I see her.
I see her as a bringer back for All Stars.
Yeah, I see like they really want to see her twice.
Yeah.
That is wild. I also pegged her fifth. I was like, she's going to make it right.
Yeah, like she's going to be Miss Congeniality. Uh-huh. She'll be the fifth alternate. She'll go home. She'll get the Nina West treatment. She'll be everyone's fave.
She does say she's the first Alaskan. Is that a thing we need to bring up? Do I?
No.
Alaska's a big state.
It is very big and scary.
It feels weird to me that there have been 150 queens on the show over, you know, a decade plus, and people are doing their like, and I'm the first one.
Yeah,
just like, okay, girl, like we don't that doesn't hold any weight anymore to us. We want to get to know your personality.
Totally.
Also, that would be like me being like, and I'm the first Texas queen, but like she lives in Chicago. Like she is a
right.
She started drag in Chicago. Therefore, in my mind, you are a Chicago queen.
It's strange.
From Alaska.
It's like, the qualifiers are just going to get weirder. It's going to be like, I'm the first Dairy Queen queens, which I've worked at Dairy Queen, and then I came right from Dairy Queen to Drag Race.
And my parents also own a dairy farm. And we are making milk.
I'm the first queen to have both her parents in jail currently. So... she's worried about Snatch Game, which is, you never want to say that in the Meet the Queens, right? You don't ever want to say that.
That means some shit went down during Snatch Game. Because, can I say, these are clearly filmed after.
Say it.
For anytime they say something like that, you're like, that's you giving me a warning that's when you're going home, baby.
That's you ingratiating yourself to us so that your poor performance in Snatch Game doesn't mean you lose audience favor.
Right. And her whole thing when she was like, I'm a lip syncer, I feel bad for the girls that lip sync against me. I feel bad for the girls that lip sync against her because I've seen her perform in Chicago on the tiny Berlin stage. Mm-hmm. And she does backflips, back handsprings, cartwheels, splits, drops, everything on a stage that's like a 4x4.
You're kidding.
So if she can do that on that tiny stage, I'm going to gag whatever she does on the runway.
Hopefully we get to see a lot of it.
Yeah, hopefully she's the lip sync assassin of the season. Her and La La Ree, that would be cute.
And I'll say, our top two of season 11, they both almost went home on Snatch Game. So, anything can happen. It was Brooklyn and Evie. They both shit the bed.
11.
And then they gave us one of the best lip syncs. Certainly of that season, if not many seasons.
Now I'm out here looking for like revenge. Looking like an attack. No one
So I peg her fifth, and this is a shout out to y'all. I peg her fifth. I'll peg her with a Kool-Aid pickle inside my friend's carport. I just want to say I would never, never eat a Kool-Aid pickle, but that's just me. I am just not a pickle queen.
Well, you're using the wrong name. It's called a Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid.
First Kool-Aid.
Okay.
I would peg her sixth with not an ice skate, but an ice skate guard. You know, they put over the skate. Ribbed for her pleasure. just behind the warming trailer at the outdoor ice rink.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. I would peg her fifth, and I would use the Lucy Stuhl dildo because they're both from Chicago. And she seems like she could take something quite thick.
Oh, my God. That sounds really fun. Yeah, when I heard that episode...
you were like, what is the website?
Well, I heard that episode with y'all and Lucy Stuhl, I was like literally looking. I was like trying to find this fucking dildo and I couldn't find it. I think they're done sold out.
Well.
She got butt plugs too.
Perf.
Wait, I'm looking for a pen so I can write these down because last time I didn't write anything down.
Oh,
that was a real issue.
I'll tell you what, mine's not carefully thought out. It's just the numbers will go all over the place and they'll probably be repeated.
All right, chaotic. I love.
Of course, Mama. Next
I'm
is Elliot.
I'm drinking coffee.
With...
All right. Truly am.
Why? Next what are you doing? It's 9 p.m.
Don't do it to yourself.
I have to work.
Oh, my God. She works hard for the money. So next is Dipper's favorite pun in the whole world. Elliot with two T's from Las Vegas. Oh.
First two T's. She's first. She goes home first. That's my
piece. Interesting.
No, I'm going to say that they're going to keep her around for at least like 3 episodes. But that nervous giggle.
Girl.
And you know what I don't like is when a queen is like, I feel so validated by being here. Because I'm like, yeah, it should be validating, but it shouldn't be like your whole zhuzh.
Yeah.
A lot of them were like, this validates my drag. And as a drag queen who hasn't been on Drag Race, like.
Right.
I understand like saying like, I've worked so hard and my drag is valid and being here gives me a chance to show off my drag is a different statement than I'm here, so now my drag counts. Because it's kind of a slap in the face to everything you've done before.
Queens have said that sort of thing, and it never looks good when you're like, I'm in the top 10 of this art form in this country, and you're like, pump the brakes.
All right.
Or you sound like Serena, and you're like, you only become 21 once, auditioning once, and getting on the show once, and you're just like, don't
Have
say
you
that.
Heard of soft sculpture?
Are you familiar with soft sculpture?
I would have done so good on the telenovela challenge. I'm excited to see her whenever we see her. Who knows when, but I can't wait to see that interesting return. So let's talk about her look. Elia with 2 T's, blonde swoop, periwinkles, sort of the drapes are the shirt look. What'd you think? Silence
is
deafening.
It's a cute look. It's a very cute look for a fun 1950s photo shoot in a nice old kitchen, but I don't think that it is for the Olympics of drag as
maybe
an introduction
they
outfit.
Told her, hey, we want to show you doing the splits. Can you wear pants?
Okay, you know, well then wear fun pants. Don't wear that.
Those are Amazon Prime.
It felt like a Kiki walk-around. It felt like a walk-around outfit.
It felt like she...
Brunch.
Like her drag is I give just a woman.
But didn't she say in her Meet the Queens that she's been doing drag? Like, I didn't understand the timeline. How old is she and how has she been doing drag for 16 years? Or
that was interesting because that's also a very Vegas thing to have your, like, boy name. Like, that is, I don't know why every Vegas queen does that, but yeah.
Oh my God, is she going to be giving us Derek Barry tea?
I hope so. Is that why it was she brought for that story? Oh, she was I was the fourth and I got kicked out.
Oh my God. I don't know. I don't see her going far.
You know,
I put her at third, and I said I'd peg her with a point shoe because she says she's into ballet.
Oh, you meant third. You mean
third out.
Third out. Oh, episode
I
3.
I see.
Oh, just, sorry. I guess I should be dropping them down.
No, it's fine. No, it's fine. I just wanted to make sure. Yes, she's giving me some Chanel vibes, and I'm going to peg her in a discount floral outlet in Temecula.
I agree. I think she's first out, and I will peg her with a Blintz.
Oh, fun.
At a currently open Floridian drag bar doing a drag brunch.
Don't talk about the manor like that.
Hey, it's fucking Fort Lauderdale's finest.
Girl, Fort Lauderdale.
So, okay, work. Let's go talk about Gottmik. Gottmik. Wow.
I peg him as the last one out.
Yeah, me too.
That's our winner, baby.
I'm pegging top four. That's definitely top four for sure. Lot of talent, and I don't know. I mean, this is a very unique look. I hope they don't give her any nonsense about, you know, like, where, you know, changing up your makeup and what your look should be and all this nonsense.
You know,
the thing
about
him is I don't think that they're going to have any trouble changing up their makeup or doing anything. Like, Cade's mind is so incredible, and the stuff that he thinks of and the faces he's painted Heidi Klum. He's painted these huge celebrities.
He was the lead makeup on Heidi Klum on her drag show that she hosted.
He was the one that put Lil Nas X in the Nicki Minaj drag
for Halloween.
Oh, I didn't know this. Wow.
He is a very established makeup artist.
Matthew Anderson's protege.
Shut the fuck up. Whoa. So
there's probably going to be a little tea about that. Because you know, Rue don't make the phone call there anymore.
What I think is really interesting is that we love to use she and her pronouns for all of the queens.
Right.
But because Cade is a trans man, we know Cade. So even just like, as we're talking about it, it's like, we're talking about the queens. We can use she and her because that's sort of like the presentation, mm-hmm. but it's like it's sort of affirming Cade as the first openly trans man on the show. So I feel like I always want to say for Got Mick.
Interesting.
He.
Which let me know, like, will Gott's pronoun conversation come up on the show? Will she or will they want to be referred to as a woman when
their pronouns are just Gorge?
It's just Gorge. Yeah.
It's just Gorge.
They don't care. I mean, I remember I talked to them and they don't care. They're like, call me she, he, whatever. It doesn't matter.
You know, I also think it's interesting that, Gottmik has such a established aesthetic in that black and white makeup. But almost looking at it, you know, I think for another queen you would go like, well, you did that, but are you going to do that every time on the runway? I'm like, it still looks good no matter what. Like, it doesn't feel like wild and crazy to me. It just looks beautiful because for me, so well done.
Yeah, I mean, the alien jewel hair, I mean, get the fuck out. That when you've created a bump like a Bram Stoker's Dracula jewel hair piece, that's fucking incredible. That's nuts. Yeah,
they are bringing the looks this season. That is one thing I will say. I was always, this is a look queen season. So the runways are going to be serves.
Ooh, and you have to. I mean, in today's Drag Race, you have to, or else they're like, sorry, that outfit looks like it only cost $3,000. You have to go home.
You got to go home.
You got to go home.
Oh, did you take out a loan to come here? Oh, no.
It's time you didn't.
Home. Do you have a benefactor? No. I really think Gottmik is going to go very far.
I think so, too.
I say top two. I think.
Oh, I say win. I say win.
Calling the crown. I love that. And I'll peg them in a dusty crawl space, but in a Gorge house, in a really nice house.
Gorge.
Okay.
I'd peg them upstairs at Mickey's, where it's like the private area. No one else is allowed up there. And because that's the only place I ever really see them out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd peg them at Gigi Gorgeous's house.
Oh yeah, in the fucking game room.
Yeah, girl, with the pinball machine. Break it open.
And the basketball court.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a peg. I'd just put some anal beads up there. Some pinball beads as anal beads. That was
another snatch game. No, don't do Gigi for snatch game. Oh well, we learned that the hard way. Let's talk. Now we're at Joey J from Phoenix.
Who did Gigi for snatch game?
Pheromone.
Why not? Wait, why not Christina Aguilera?
I don't know.
And the jokes write themselves.
Because Christina couldn't do, or Farrah couldn't do.
You've got to,
You guys have to watch the truly chaotic video of Christina Aguilera singing a Christmas song in front of a Christmas tree at her house. She just does every note. Like, there's no key.
I think I saw it. It was weird. It freaked me out. But but at least she was present, unlike Mariah Carey in all of her Christmas special. Just a Xerox of a former pop star. No
longer
there.
Do you know that from that one song, she's made $60 million in royalties from all of her Christmas
song? All I Want for Christmas
all
is You?
For Christmas?
$60 million from that
it
one
checks
song.
Out. It checks the fuck out. Yeah. And I also have tea that her special this year was a particular disaster because they came to her. They were like in June. They were like, we're ready to go. Let's do it. We have the production money. Budget's ready. We just need you to say yes. And then like in early November, she was like, I'll do it. So then they had to be like, okay. So that's why it looks like a particularly shitty, rushed, hot mess.
Wow.
Yeah, she's wild. She's wild.
Listen, I can get behind that. Sometimes it takes you a long time to make up your mind.
You love a little chaos.
And if the
you love a little
out
chaos.
There, you got 4 or 5 months to decide.
She's earned it. You know? Yeah. So talk to me about Joey J. Joey J doesn't wear wigs. Don't tell her to wear a wig. She won't do it.
Except she did it in her second look.
Yes, except for the entrance look where she's wearing a wig.
And the other look. The reveal wig. The reveal look.
Yeah, that's what I... Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant workroom entrance.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that yet. But I do like that this year they're releasing the workroom entrances like every single day. They're giving us one girl leading up until...
I fucking miss them. I haven't seen them yet. I gotta go watch.
Denali's is up.
Okay.
It's just, and then today I think Elliot's went
okay,
up.
Okay.
And then
fun.
Tomorrow Cade's is going up. Anyway, I.
What do you,
you
mean
know,
going up where, girl?
Not on YouTube, on their, not their YouTube, their Instagram, on the World of Wonder Instagram, Denali's entrance look is up. And she comes in and she goes, I'm here to break the ice. And then she sticks her foot up on the table and she's wearing an ice skate. It's rhinestone.
Oh, that's funny.
And she goes,
funny.
I'm the first one here. I'm going to break the ice. And she sounds just like Laganja, which is why I want her gone. I said that Joey J is the only drag queen that's ever made me homophobic. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because he's not wearing a wig, but I'm just like, put a
not
wig
he.
On, please.
Not he.
I think, look, I will say anytime you take a stand, you're going to fall in Drag Race, period. The only other thing I need to say is also, I think in the future, is gay flirting in the future going to be workroom entrances? Like when you enter Mickey's, you need a good workroom entrance and everyone will pay attention. And she's like, okay, I liked
I'm
it.
I'm here
or,
to do coke in the bathroom and lose a couple friends.
I didn't come to slay. I came to die.
Oh my God. Mine would walk in and be like, I don't drink. I'm going to lurk in the corner and I'm hoping to suck someone's dick.
her look, I like her look. I like the motorcycle jacket. Yeah, she does feel a little defensive. And I know she said she's from Phoenix. She weirdly reminds me of Phoenix from season 3. Just salty. Soup salty.
I feel like she's
so
going to have
I guess that she's an early out because of the attitude during this.
I think she's going to have a Jocelyn Fox type journey where like she just keeps being there and you're like, okay, cool. Like you're fun on TV or whatever.
Oh, like the cockroach of the season. It's hard to get rid of them.
Like, I think she'll be like safe. I don't think she'll be in the bottom. I don't think she is going to like have to like lip sync for her life numerous times. I feel like it's going to happen. Then she's going to fuck up once and then she's going to go home or something like that. So I see her going out eighth.
That's a good guess.
I put her as the first out.
Wow. Oh, I
she gives me live singer vibes. She gives me like, I can sing live.
You know who she's reminding you of?
Who?
We're
the Scat Queen herself. The Scat Queen of Los Angeles. Yeah.
I love the tea that's happening.
Yeah, I think maybe that. The earrings are great. I love a motorcycle jacket that's like oil slicked and painted. The outfit is fine. They wear a wig later, so okay. I don't know. I'm looking at a picture of it.
I don't know what to do with myself, but I'll just say, yeah, I'll peg her ninth, and I'll peg her in the Smithsonian at night, you know, so that I see all the things come to life. That's where I'm pegging her.
I'd peg him behind this old, busted, broken down gay club called Vault in Phoenix, Arizona, because I know that's where she's probably hanging out. I'll use one of these big old earrings that she's wearing.
Is it the trunks of Phoenix? Is that what we're saying?
It's basically the trunks of Phoenix, but they got a good photo booth there. I think it closed anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Similarly, yeah. I will also be in Phoenix, but I will be at the Shoot, which is the sex club in Phoenix.
Oh, fun.
They got a sling?
Yeah, they had mazes and slings. They had a workout room, dirty ass showers. And I would peg her with an empty beer bottle, like a Corona bottle.
Oh, okay. I hope
give her a Bud Light. She's not a Corona girl.
I hope you taper thin, not wide. You know, you want to start with this.
Start with the thin, yeah.
So we're gonna get into the rest of these queens right after this break.
Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain, because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go visit betterhelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Bring back my break. Oh, we're back. And we have more queens to get into. Questions about Bring Back My Break?
Do you guys follow Azealia Banks on Instagram?
Who?
No, who?
She's just psychotic.
Who? Right.
Azealia Banks.
No. Oh, no, I can't.
No, I can't.
My lawyer said I can't.
It's very, I mean, it's very, it's that.
My mom won't let me over.
all right.
Non-secular. So next is Ka Mora Hall from Chicago.
Ka Mora Hall.
My first thing is don't pick a name that reminds me of other queens' names. That just makes me lose my mind.
Well, we don't know where in the timeline.
She's been doing drag for 8 years, she said.
Uh-huh.
And she named herself off of Kamora Lee Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
So she gets a pass.
She gets a pass because I think wrong, maybe Kamora Hall might have started. But wait, no, she's Kamora. Kamora Hall. She's What's the other one?
Kamora Black.
We have Jada Hall. It's reminding me of other queens' names, which I hate because it just like muddies my brain.
It's true.
It's true.
I mean, she's a legend. She's an icon. This look is stunning. Down to the rhinestoned hair.
Like, yeah,
every
hair
detail of it is correct.
She's super pretty.
She has quite the reputation in Chicago of being like a beautiful diva, like beautiful lip syncing ballads. Mm-hmm. And apparently she has a massive collection of vintage Bob Mackie gowns.
Apparently, she's friends with what? Bob Mackie.
Yeah, and she has old Cher clothes. Yeah,
she has like some of Cher's old costumes. Like Bob Mackie apparently calls her. She doesn't have to call him.
What? That is the Survivor Alliance that everyone dreams of in Drag Race. That's fucking crazy to just be
I know.
Like, hey, Bob. To just like get on the phone and get sent shit. I'm. She's pretty tiny too, so you know she can fit any of those silly sample sizes.
If she, I'm sure there are some fucking legacy pieces that she is going to be pulling out for this. I would love to see some of the stuff, like the Bob Mackie collection and like archives that she probably has access to.
She said she parks and barks, which is that's always worrisome in the Meet the Queens.
Yeah, but I've never heard someone proudly say they park and bark, so she must deliver something while she's standing still.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I've seen a lot of video of her performing in Chicago. I feel like it's that kind of thing where she's like, I know I'm fucking sickening at looking pretty, mm-hmm. and I know I'm sickening at giving you like a Mary J. Blige ballad. Like, I can lip sync the standing in a gown house down. She does. I think she does a lot of ballads. And so I think that there's like a lot of like value to that, but I don't know that that does very well on Drag Race. So in my mind, I think she goes out like seventh.
Okay.
Or I'm sorry, ninth. Okay. I said eighth before. Like, I think she does what she's going to do really, really well. But then it gets to like, be comedy, like sell me this chocolate bar, like do all this stuff. I don't know that she's going to fall.
Do we know what episode Snatch Game falls on? Because that would be my deciding factor. For her. I feel like she makes it up to it.
I don't know.
And then does not do well at it.
I do not know. That's a good call. That's a very good call.
You know, her fashion might save her. So I'm going to agree with you. And I'm going to put Mora Hall at ninth, and I'm gonna peg her at a Studio 54 replica party. With a replica of one of Cher's heels, just the heel portion there. Just real tiny, because you know it's tight back there. She seems uptight.
It's tight. I'll peg her 11th, and which is controversial. But mostly I'm just trying to make my numbers make sense. And I will peg her in the Manhattan's Dave and Buster. Because it's empty. On top of the Tekken 4. Because it's empty. There's room.
I will peg her with a tube of Amanda Lepore's new lipstick.
Oh.
The Swarovski one. And I will do it in the champagne room. At a high-end heterosexual strip establishment.
Oh, that's very nice. That's
which
very
I don't
nice
know the
of
name
you.
Of because I said, as I said,
I think there's one called Players or some shit. Anyway,
yeah, there's a Players. There's definitely a Hustlers. There's always a Cheetahs.
Cheetahs used to be good. Okay, let's talk about Candy Muse.
We got Candy Muse News. If you're not aware, on our podcast, we have a whole segment just dedicated
called
to Candy Muse.
Muse.
Our
Muse.
Lord and Savior called Candace Candy Musical. Muse.
Can you please Candace call? Music. Yeah, thank you. I was going to say, use her full name.
Please use her full name. That is so wild. I love her. She's in my top four. I'm going to say right off the bat. She's my winner. I just love her.
See, the problem is, to be a winner of Drag Race, you have to be able to speak publicly.
No, we're not. No. We're not.
Problematic.
We're not
going
to shame her.
Canceled.
It's not her fault that she has a bulldog's tongue.
I love we were like, your voice, when she was on Sloppy Seconds, we were like, your voice has such a unique and interesting quality. And she was like, yeah, I probably got this way because I was yelling and singing and doing so much stuff in the mic too many nights a week, and then all of a sudden, this is my voice now. It's Scorpio season.
It's Scorpio season. Scorpio. My clown. It's okay for them to come out now.
Someone need to shave my back. I'm most scared about what the food's gonna be. I mean, her Meet the Queens was perfect.
Her Meet the Queens was the best Meet the Queens I have
she won.
Ever seen.
She won.
And up till now, it was Bob the Drag Queens. Because if you go back and watch Bob's, it is a serve and deliver.
It's
and
really
Denali
good.
Stole her little joke about the being humble thing. Anyway, that's just my thought. I want Candy Muse to win. I know that she probably went in there with a lot of Fashion Nova But now she's wearing some gorgeous stuff after. So I feel like she is a top competitor. And mm-hmm. I think that she will be the 12th out. So I'm putting her in top four. I'm okay. putting her in top two.
You're putting
wow.
her in top two.
Wow. I love that. I love that. I'm here for her. I'm here for this genuine. I'm always going to be here for a personality queen over like a gorgeous queen. I'm just mm-hmm. like rude. I'm behind them. I want to see what they do. Let them coast through a look challenge, please. And she said, no one in pop culture inspires her, which is one of the funniest, craziest things I've heard in a while. So I loved it.
You know what's crazy is I completely believe her. I feel like no one in pop culture inspires her.
No one. No one.
I'm gonna peg Candace Musical fourth mm-hmm. in the top four. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna go ahead and peg her on an airplane while we fly all around the country right now.
Oh yes, she do like to travel right now.
But in first class because she's probably a Delta Diamond Diva.
Not
and you
yet.
Know what? I'm gonna peg her with my own penis while we fuck.
That's so nice.
Do you wanna fuck Candy Muse? Oh my god! Have you seen her nudes? They're on Reddit, and she also used to post them publicly all the time.
I bet she looks great. Yeah. And
she's
got a
big ol' fat one.
Yeah.
She liked the meat.
Big.
Her meat's great. I said I would peg her in a bodega in New York, like a dirty bodega. I'd bang her with an old ham. Old bodega ham.
She looks so squishy and delicious. I want to peg her like in a pile of plushies, like at a Disney store. And I want to like burrow down to the bottom and find her. And she's like, yeah, I'm here. And then fuck the shit out of her. Like that would be really fun.
You know, my favorite thing about her, and this is not rude. I'm friends with her. I text uh-huh. her a lot. I don't think she knows that she's fat.
Or funny. I think yeah. she thinks she's like, a glamorous
she thinks she is
supermodel.
Like a pussy. She thinks she's purr, baby. But she's just a goofy queen.
She's you literally know? Comedy personified.
That shit happens. And I mean, God bless anyone who's just living their best life and not living every day overthinking their own image. I'm jealous of.
She didn't have time. She's traveling too much.
She's living.
If you would like to see Candy Muse on
she'll
January
be in
1st,
your city tomorrow.
She'll probably. Be in Orlando performing Shush. Live in front of a live audience that's
you're,
probably
you're
not
going to
be wearing masks.
No, Florida's having girl. Sickening New Year's Eve parties.
Oh,
literally
my
sickening. Super
God.
Spreader events.
I did not know that. That
as I sit here and blow my nose.
Blow your nose. Next, we have Lallery. However, we're putting the.
Yeah,
the
I think
accent.
I'm going to win the Lallery.
The Lallery.
Lallery. I took one look at her and I said, that bitch is from the South.
Can I tell you, when I watched this, I was like, this is me in drag.
Yeah.
I feel like this, I would put fishnet tight gloves on my arm and say, I'm edgy. You see what she said?
Yes.
She's like, I got
yeah,
a little
said,
edge.
I got a little
me.
Edge. And she pointed at like, the glove.
You're wearing 80s, let's go to the mall, fishnet tight. Like, that's not edgy. She's like,
that's
I'm
Leg
edgy.
Avenue. I know. And also, she's from the additive school of drag, which is just like turtleneck plus bathing suit plus bolero equals pussy. Just like, how many different weird things can I put on my body? And I think she looks great. Her drama is.
I don't like this
you
hair
don't.
With this.
I was
going to
say, this looks like one of your wigs.
It does. Uh-huh. And this wig doesn't belong with this outfit. Also, what I'm going to say about myself and a lot of my costumes, my new costumes, no one has seen, but her outfit has fake boning in it.
Just like lines.
It's just the lines are on it, but there's no bone, so it's like wrinkling. And the point of putting bone like channels on something is so that the corset will not wrinkle no matter what it does.
I noticed.
And
there,
so
there
it's
was
like
some
puckering and wrinkling in the middle. Like, I mean, this is very picky.
Yeah.
But it's just, it annoys me as to why the person whoever made this, if she made it, didn't just slide a bone in it.
Oop, not slot a bone in it. It looks great standing up, but seated for the Meet the Queens is sort of hard.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
and
I mean,
did she pick that jacket Or did they throw that on? I don't know. It's not.
Sometimes they do looks, be having extras.
But it looks like one you throw on when the zipper doesn't go up all the way. And I'm no stranger to that. I am no stranger to that. Because, look, I'm a broad whore. And sometimes you're like, zipper's not going up.
But I toss do a love bolero. This wig. I would buy this wig from her.
It's, you know, her charm's going to take her a little bit. Her mom's on the season. Key drama. She's not going home immediately. I think I'm going to peg her 9 and peg her at an Edwardian museum, like for creepy dolls.
I would peg her at the Roundup in Dallas, Texas. I don't know where she's not from Texas, but I feel that she's Atlanta, right?
I think the Atlanta.
Oh, yes. The jungle.
She says she can twirl.
I'd peg her there with some corset boning, and then I'd let her keep it.
As a tip. Here's the tip.
I think that Lala Ri, yeah, I don't know that she's going to last very long. I think she's going to come in 10th place. I just think she's a little, young as a queen. She says she's only been doing drag 3 years.
She twirls.
She twirls.
Here's the thing. Dancing can only really save you if you're good.
Everyone knows 3 to 4 lip syncs is the number. It can save you a couple times if you're really good.
Yeah, I would peg her. Where would I peg her? With, I saw a weird Twitter video of her teaching someone how to open a tripod for their cell phone. Did you see this?
That was actually funny.
I did not see this.
So I would peg her with all 3 legs of the tripod during a Zoom call. That's where I would.
Kimora, nice. I think it was Kimora, couldn't figure out. They sent them all, of course, the tripod and stuff kit to film themselves at home. And Kimora couldn't figure it out. So she sent her a video of her literally just unscrewing the top of it and opening the legs.
Yeah, she was like, "Hey, Kimora, this is how you do it," but she did it on Twitter. It was very funny.
Yeah, and she was tapping it and unscrewing it and making it. It's very funny. So she does have some comedy chops, but this look ain't it for me, Ma.
Yeah. You know, look, you can't fight the moonlight, and you can't fight the truth. So
can't fight the moonlight
deep in the dark when you surrender your heart,
That was the theme of one of my middle school dances, and I remember being like, I don't want to, please don't make me go to this dance.
Wait, was the theme Coyote Ugly or just the song?
The theme of the dance was Can't Fight the Moonlight, and I was like, what does that mean? It's a very weird theme, because what, night's coming? I don't know.
Night's coming, baby. And
night's
you can't
coming.
Fight it.
And it likes to squirt. Next, Olivia Lux.
Ooh,
I love her. She is so funny. She's cute. So crazy. I actually, she not in the looks, not in anything else, but the way she talks reminds me of myself. When she was talking, I was like, I feel her. I feel connected to her.
She's really cute. She has that candy corn hair. I like her look.
Oh, the hair's a mess. She looks like Annie, off.
Oh,
off,
I think her hair looks
Broadway.
So good.
I kind of like it. I kind of like it.
No, it's Willem's hair. Remember Willem's Meet the Queens look where they're all robots and she had the big afro? It's almost identical.
Oh, where it's the afro almost on top of the head.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like her. I can't tell if her shyness means she's in trouble or she's not worried. Do you know what I mean? I couldn't tell. So I think she's really middle. She's somewhere in the middle because she's good at music, but I don't know if that is going to save her the whole way. I hope I'm wrong. But
I hope there's a lot of music challenges.
She looks like someone who would do really well. I feel her look is there. She's so pretty. She has that big, beautiful smile, just
I
like Britta did.
Yeah.
That sort of big, pearly white. It's sort of same in the mouth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, right?
Yes.
They look like very, just in the mouth, they have that same mouth.
I need to get these teeth knocked out and get those Britta teeth. When no. I say Britta teeth, I mean flat straight across the front.
Those Jennifer Holidays.
Yeah, those Hobbit
Or
Holiday.
Those monos. I mean, fuck, your teeth are like so
Yeah, you got great teeth,
Our
too.
Chomps. Thank you. Bought them on Amazon.
Okay, I think she's going to do well, similar to sort of like just being there for a while. I think she's going to come in fifth.
Oh.
That's where I put her.
And I think it'll be... I think, you know, I think I might be very wrong and she might go home super early, but I also think she might shine as a performer where she doesn't really shine in the interview, because honestly, I feel like she slayed this promo look. Like, she looks really good. She looks like she has a great package. So I would say fifth, and I would peg her in the women's section at a Marshalls with a rolled up tube sock.
Because
then she can stuff it in her titties for after.
See, I would peg her eighth, and I'm going to peg her next to a priest who's sleeping, but he's not really sleeping. Do you know what I mean?
Ooh.
He's just like, he's pretending to be asleep because he can't let us know he's watching. It's really complicated, but that's where I'd peg her.
Mm.
I am going to peg her at as eighth or like fifth to go home or whatever the math is on that. And I would peg her at Hollywood, at Outfitters Wigs.
No.
While I'm fucking her, they would also be straightening that wig out and starting over.
Shut up. I've been in that store.
It's a nightmare. Do not get your wigs there. They overcharge you for hollow, terrible wigs. Outfitters Wigs, terrible.
Don't they? Is that the one that where they spray the hell out of it? Like, you get... Yes. A helmet.
Yes, which is fine. That's great. I mean, but also the wigs don't have enough teasing and stuff in them. So they're just like, if it ever gets crunched, it's over.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Also,
I've been there.
I will say her corset is laid right because there's bones in it and there's no puckering at her body.
Mm. Yeah. You know, I love the look. I love the look. I can't knock it, but
I
want
to know where
sure.
the gloves are attached to something. Is that going to her
yes.
back? Or what is that attached to? It's gorgeous.
It's like
I love the whole thing.
Like a shoulder. If chaps could be on a shoulder, it's very interesting.
They're arm chaps.
Arm chaps. That's it. Okay. Next is Rosé from New York.
She looks bad.
Whoa! Oh, you knocked the air out of me. She has a gem. Like, it's very gem. It's like a gem look, I
this
think.
This is not how I'd want people to first meet me. You know what she looks like? Damn. She looks like Crystal from the UK.
She does in the face. She sure does.
She looks like her in the face and with this whole look. And now here's the thing about her. She is besties with Jan.
Yes,
she was in that
up.
Band with them.
They're currently. They just released an album. Oh. Stephanie's
okay.
Child.
All right. Okay.
Okay. We had this conversation. Her not promo look, Meet the Queens, but reveal look with the individual scaling and all of that.
Oh,
that
yes.
looks sickening. She looked amazing in that. Mm. And I feel like this looks just fine, whereas that looked fantastic.
This outfit looks just fine. I like the tall, corsety, titty thing, but I do not like whatever this hair is.
Not yeah. I saw tremendous effort, and I liked all the ideas, but I thought they were fighting each other. You know, like children with like one pack of fruit snacks left. There was a lot of infighting. There was a lot of infighting. And you can't say I haven't tried that hard, but I don't think you have to try that hard. She like says something like that in her Meet the Queens, and I'm like, don't say that.
Never say that. Oh, I just realized there's a belt on this sequin dress.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to peg her 10th. I'm feeling this vibe too. I'm pegging her 10th, and I'm going to peg her at a live stage reading of Burlesque because... I got Xtina on the mind.
Ah!
I'm going to peg her in the top three. I think that her Meet the Queens came off uber confident because she knows how well she did.
And so what you're saying is, she wore this wig because she knew she was gonna do well?
I think she was like, yeah, I'm living for this look. This doesn't really matter because they're going to see so many episodes of television of me. We know she's talented. She was really confident. And, you know, Mana, when you said, you know when you can clock fake confidence, I don't think her confidence is fake at all. I think she fully believes it. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's delusional. I think she'll go far in the competition. And I will peg her. I will peg her. With a microphone, because she's a live singer, and I'll do it right on the stairs of that bar in Astoria where they're all doing those live drag concerts in New York.
Fuck. Great. Is that, wait, were they, okay, with like, oh, I've seen that. I just saw someone post about that. Yes. Great. Gag. I couldn't tell if you meant that or like the performances, like where they're like wearing a mask that covers their bottom lip, and you're like, that's not it. That's not it.
All of it.
Yeah.
And the thing that you're talking about isn't in Astoria. It's in Bushwick. I put her fourth, going home fourth, because I do not like this wig. And she gives me major Jan vibes. And unfortunately, Jan just gave me like too much.
Mm. You put her fourth going home, like 10th place?
Yes. That's where I put her.
Okay. Yeah.
We could look.
Do you know
we're gonna
who's
be
up
wrong
next?
About everything.
Simone is up next. I'm not going to put Rosé in the top four when we got Simone.
Hello. Another personality queen, look queen, Arkansas/LA. Her hair is one of the craziest
things.
She
ain't been to Arkansas in 3 years.
She's the first, but we have to call, we have to
say
right
now. She's
the
first Arkansas queen that
very
hasn't
first.
Been in Arkansas in 3 years.
Yeah, yeah. This hair that Gigi made for her, as she says, is pretty incredible and amazing. I love these golden beads and medallions in the hair. Susian creation.
Yeah, it's incredible. She's doing a recreation of, I can't remember who it was, but this hair is like a recreation of something else, and it's gorgeous. I mean, she has Marco Monroe, who is Lizzo's designer, helping make her stuff. She's part of the House of Avalon, which is like LA's premier fashion or up and coming fashion house and like studio and everything. I'm very excited to see what she brings. I've worked with her. She's incredibly funny. She's off the cuff. She's quick witted. She is a top contender. Yeah. I'm going to put her as going home 10th. She's in the top four for me.
Love.
And love. I would peg her with one of those bamboo gold earrings that she's got in her hair at the Ace Hotel in Palm Springs, because that's where I saw her sucking a dick one time.
Whoop, whoop. I love Simone.
That's wonderful.
I have only ever seen her. I never really like... heard her talk or like been like I only ever saw her on Instagram, honestly. And I knew she was friends with the House of Avalon and like a model and everything, but when she gave this interview, I was like, oh baby, that's my winner.
Yes.
I literally was like, she's gonna win the crown. She's either gonna be in the top two or she's gonna win the crown. I feel like her and Mick are gonna fight it out for this crown.
Wow.
And I would peg her what would I peg her with? A skateboard?
Oh,
because her pants are really giving me like JNCO jeans vibe.
I see.
Oh, with the thong
see.
To the boxers to the pants.
Yeah,
that's genius.
So a whole ass skateboard I would peg
a
her
whole
with.
Ass skateboard.
And we would do it at Venice
hungry.
Beach. Do it at Venice Beach.
Oh, and I'm gonna peg her. I said sixth, but I hope I'm wrong because she's so incredible. Look, I want to be wrong.
We all want to be wrong.
We all be wrong. I'll peg her six, and I'll peg her in the elephant graveyard from Lion King.
Well, Hakuna Matata to you.
Hakuna Matata. Give this line to fucking Ross Matthews immediately. So next we have Tamisha Iman from Atlanta, Georgia. Okay. This queen is, you know, giving us the legacy. Holy shit. She is like applying for a job at Sears. She doesn't seem super excited to be here.
Yeah, which gave me real like, I don't want to be here. I didn't stay long. I'm definitely not going to wear a necklace with this breastplate.
That was interesting. I feel
like that breastplate was suffocating her. The way she was talking, she was like, I'm very talented. I make my jewelry and my dresses.
I wrote, I like her hair and I like her dress, and there's nothing else for me to compliment because those were the only two things she was wearing.
Truly, truly.
That's it.
It but looked like she was standing behind one of the, you know, when you get your picture at like a vacation place and you stick your neck into it. It looked like she could do this and it wasn't going to go anywhere.
I love that.
And she's like, oh, interview's over? Okay.
It really did feel like they cast her on the show because, I mean, she at one point was like, I have 30 years on these girls.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So I do understand the casting of sort of someone bringing the old school, bringing the pageant. I understand that casting. That is that is not what the show is. And we've been rewatching season 5 on Race Chaser. Mm-hmm. And Roxy has this whole conversation where she says,
I've got to check that out.
Because she just, Roxy never
even listened to it.
Oh, Race Chaser, you haven't heard? I've got to check it out. But Roxy is like, pageants are very serious to me. Drag is very serious. When you do comedy as a drag queen, it's actually rude to drag. And it's like, literally, no, it's not. God. So I think it's interesting because it's clear that Tamisha is like, it's very serious to her.
Oh, we all remember that episode. Thank God Roxy has had her redemption from that moment where she was like, this character is a bitch. And the next character is a bitch.
But to me, it seems like what probably the producers really wanted is for Tamisha to just cut up and be herself and be this like figure of like old school drag and wisdom. And I feel I get the feeling from this that did not happen. And I think she goes home before her daughter.
I do too.
I see her going home like second.
That's what I pegged her 12th. I think she's second. She wouldn't stop saying total package. And I would peg her on a recently cleaned butcher's table.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wait, now you're making it. Yeah, I agree. I think second. I had her going home later, even though she had like no energy in this. But I realized her being like, I'm the total package means that she was not there long enough to understand what the total package is.
Yeah.
So I am going to peg her second as well, going home second. And I would fuck her behind a body form at a vacation location where you just stick your head in.
Like the P. Andersons.
Yeah.
I guess that's just a glory hole.
Yeah. I would peg her.
It's a straight glory hole.
The boobs for Queens warehouse. Where they
Why wasn't she wearing a necklace?
Girl, I don't know. But you know what? Maybe we're wrong. I'll just say that. You know, we've Maybe been she's wrong top in the past. Three, girl. Maybe she was like just tired from doing all the winning. Okay,
I
next.
No, I've never seen a drag queen with that low of energy.
next is Tina Burner from New York.
Miss Meth. Welcome to the stage.
Miss Meth. Her name is actually Miss Meth.
She looks kind of like Nina West.
She does. Like in that first week where Nina wore that thing, like on the first week of
Also, that wig doesn't match this, whatever this button dress thing is.
It's not the most fun look, but she says right off the gate, you know, she's like, look, this is not what I'm here for. I'm not a look queen. I'm going to perform. I'm going to be funny. I want my drag to look like drag. Thoughts?
That wig doesn't match that dress. But I agree with her. I am in her court where I sometimes often feel like my drag, like when I'm doing a costume, it's a costume. I've never thought of myself as a fashion queen. I don't try for fashion. So I get that for her.
What is the thing when people pronounce the word costume, costume?
You ever hear this? Costume. Oh, yeah, that drives me nuts.
Costume.
Wait.
Costume. And some people say Tuesday.
Tuesday.
That's how you're supposed to pronounce it, babies.
No.
What?
Chiste. It's a chiste.
Why? Nuh-uh.
My name.
Get out.
Chiste.
No. Chiste.
Chiste.
I had the same experience with Tina Burner, in which I watched this and I was like, oh, this feels like Nina West. Auditioned many, many times. You know, like, has a name for herself in her hometown, which is New York City. Mm-hmm. Like, and I hate that. That is what I hate about this moment, because we don't know enough about the queens and all we can do is compare them to other people.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Tina's reputation precedes her, just like Britta Filters did from New York. Tina is a known queen to everybody in New York. You know, the Bob the Drag Queens, the Bianca Del Rios, like, mm-hmm. they all know about her. They all talk about her. Mm-hmm. She is apparently very, very funny. I've seen many videos. One of the most iconic videos of her, is it her or is it Alexis? No, it's her doing the
Defying Gravity.
Oh, what were you going to say?
I was going to say there's a video of her trying to drag Bianca Del Rio on stage to do Defying Gravity with her. And Bianca keeps going, no, bitch, get off of me. No, I'm not doing it. I said I wasn't doing a number. I didn't get paid to do a number. And it's like 6 minutes of that. So go watch that. It's very funny.
I've seen Tina do like some reveals, like costumey reveals, like show, like I think like Cinderella, like when she gets the magical dress.
Isn't that one Alexis?
No, that was Alexis Michelle.
Yeah. But there's a very famous video of her doing Somewhere Around the River Bend where she actually paddles away. Like she like does the song from Pocahontas, and then I think it's on Fire Island, and she gets in a damn boat and paddles away.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's good. It's pretty good.
When the stars align, you can, that's like once in every 100 years, a drag queen can paddle away and do a number that's so good.
Right.
I pegged Tina as seventh place. So that would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Also seventh to go home.
Mm.
Because I think what's going to happen is I think that she is such a pro at clubs and performing and that world. I don't know how well it's going to translate to TV. So I think her talent will keep her there for a very long time, or at least through the halfway point, like past Snatch Game.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I think she's not going to like translate to reality TV really well.
I see. I pegged her very close to that. I'm pegging her top five. Oh. I think her family relative is going to come. They're going to do the makeover challenge. She's going to make her mom look like a beast. Make her look like the ugliest woman in the world, and they're gonna send her home.
Oh my god.
That is a very accurate guess. Here's right? the thing. I just realized, will they do that? Because this was all shot in like the middle of a pandemic. So it's probably gonna be people on set again. Like when they had they did the crew member.
Oh, on season 9, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sarge. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And what if they did each other?
That would be good.
The early seasons when your makeover was like they the paint other you doll. And you paint them. That's more interesting.
That would be really good.
I put her seventh.
Oh, okay. What do you peg her with? Or where?
Mm-hmm. A meth pipe.
Yeah, I was going to peg her with a meth pipe too.
A meth pipe or this weird lighter.
That fucking electronic lighter.
And I guess we'll do it on Fire Island in a canoe.
In a canoe, baby.
I love it. I'll pick her with a cigar.
Just around the river.
Burn up all your Tina friend.
I'll pick her with a cigar on a skyscraper in New York, because I hope she brings up New York as many times as Britta did.
In New York.
You understand that poor Britta Filter. I honestly, when I heard Britta Filter got cast on the show, I think we talked about it. I was like, that's our winner, baby. It's Britta
Filter.
I did
too. Oh, yeah.
She's a New York legend. She's
gonna called her winner.
Then she went on there and was like, dead fish, middle of the road. I'm a legend. I'm a legend. I did this. I did that. I do this. I do that. And I was like, but you're not doing it here.
Yeah. It's
that
it was
hard to watch.
Tough. It was hard to watch. You know, and it's one of those things where it's like, you know, she has all the talent. It just didn't line up.
She just isn't ready for the stress of being on TV.
Yeah. Some people don't test well.
I think the like horrible thing is, had we not been in a pandemic and she could have been on the road getting booked purely based on the fact that she was on Drag Race, she would have won everybody over in her live shows. All of that video would have gone viral on social media, and she would be a really solid sort of fixture in the Drag Race world. And people would be like, yeah, on season whatever, she was whatever, but go see Britta Filter live, because she does deliver that. But looking at her social media compared to the other 12 girls, it's like, She does not have a big following compared to those other 12 girls. It's really wild.
Which is crazy because going into it, she had one of the bigger followings.
She was that girl.
She was that girl to beat.
I'm sad for the 13 girls too. I'm like, I'm excited for everyone, but I'm also like, fuck, can these queens go perform live?
And I feel bad for them too, because it's like, so what? It's going to air. We're still going to kind of be in a pandemic. So you'll start traveling or whatever. But then season 14 is right around the corner. They're casting it as we speak.
Yeah. It's nuts. It's nuts, nuts, nuts. And hopefully one day they have just this blowout, we're back in the world tour where they get to redeem all those gals. I mean, they need to do.
That would be a stadium tour. Season 12 and 13 tour.
That would be so good. I feel like, look, we need to get all the gay Max Muchniks of the world, get and start collecting your funds, because
Max Muchnik.
Don't bring him up.
It's the least
not after
they
what
can
he did
do.
To me.
I bet. I don't know. Can I ask?
No, I've never met him.
next up. Who's left?
Utica,
it's Utica
Queen.
Oh, okay.
You
the
Dick
best.
Utica Queen.
The best. It is. Listen, that's a funny ass pun, right? You dick a queen?
No, it's not. I don't know what you're
I
talking
don't
about.
Think that's
when
how puns work.
When you no. want to fuck your boyfriend, aren't you like, come over here and dick me?
No, I never say that. I literally say.
Or when you
say,
get into drag.
Wait, what do you say?
No.
Yeah, what do you say?
I literally am like, let's eat before Indian, because it'll never happen after.
Let's fuck before Indian.
That's what I meant. That's what I meant. I'm like, let's fuck before. Fucking before dinner is heaven for me.
Oh, it's the best.
Yes.
I like to be a full little baby.
No, don't
you
do.
I like my diapy to be all
no,
full.
Please
I'm
stop.
Just kidding.
Don't
I'm just kidding.
Me,
that was
I'll tell
time.
You, I am this comfortable with my boyfriend too, that I literally the other day went up to him and I was like, I'm really horny. Should I jack off or do you want to do sex today? That's the level.
I feel like that's a normal thing to
and
do. I do
what
that all
was the
time.
Answer? What was the answer? I'm just kidding.
He gave me a hall pass. He said, go hit the bathroom.
The bathroom?
What, you didn't want to light some candles and play some music and pick your favorite vid?
What is your favorite? No, let's talk about Utica. I don't need to know about your favorite
vid. Okay, well, I'll tell you.
I'll tell you my favorite vid. It's a Treasure Island production.
Oh, one of the sweet ones or the mean ones?
A little bit of both. Utica. I've worked with Utica in Minnesota. I've worked with her twice.
Uh-huh. How much money did she steal from you?
You cannot. Okay.
Cut this.
You know what? Leave it in. The world needs to know. She's a lovely girl. We did a share and we did a Titanic brunch, and she's really fun to be around.
Oh, that's
fun. She makes
fun.
All of her own costumes, and I put her in the top four.
Fuck yeah.
I said she goes home third.
Really? Wow. Why do you think she's going home so early?
She's like too much.
Now, look. In this Meet the Queens, I did get the sense, because I don't know her like you do. I did get the sense of, I was like, she's either so fun too much, like a Thorgy, or, you know, this could tip the scales into too much. But I think I definitely thought she's going to do really well. That was the impression I got.
Her fashions really did show out. So if she delivers looks like that time and time again, her runway is really going to like help her. But I just like, I didn't vibe on her. So I was like, she can go home third. And I'll peg her with one of those big sewing needles like she had in her other look.
You're just trying to make your list make sense.
Listen, I judged her in a competition and she won wearing that little quilted outfit. Michelle Visage was also the other judge.
Interesting.
So she has history with one of the judges.
History. I love this look. It is Mad Hatter.
It's a hat on a hat on a hat, baby.
It is literally, which we all know is good drag. I just for my list to make sense, I guess I peg her seventh. I hope she makes it to the top four. And I peg her in a very haunted dentist's office.
Oh! I'd peg her behind the gay 90s in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Oh.
I would peg her, like I said, with that knitting needle, because you dick a queen with a knitting needle.
Oh, right.
Oh, brother.
Utica, New York. How about that?
How about that?
I love upstate. It's beautiful this time of year.
Cash me outside. I am so excited. I will say, and because I leave no stone unturned, I'm really into groomsmen porn videos right now. So just so everyone knows, everyone needs to know. Nothing.
Groomsmen? What happens?
What happens?
Like this weird fantasy where it's like he had to get one more nut with his best man. It's like groom and best man.
I've seen those.
I'm really into it right now, and I need to figure out why.
Is marriage in the future?
Oh, am I gonna cheat on my boyfriend on our wedding day?
Ooh, last read.
Can I just show this to you? Have you seen this?
What is this? No, I have not. Can I say what you're showing us?
Here's the thing. Joey J is so hot looking out of drag.
Yeah, that's pretty tasty.
But when he's in drag, I'm like, shut up, fag.
This is a website. Time to thirst follow all the Drag Race season 13 queens. And it's the queens in and out of drag. Like Denali looks like herself.
Yeah, the same.
Elliot with two T's. That makes sense.
Exactly the same.
Mm-hmm. Got Mick. I mean, we know what Cade looks like out of drag.
Cute. New for
this
me, though.
This Joey J scenario.
Yeah.
I cannot handle it.
It's Sean
Cody.
How do
you go from being so hot to so unattractive?
Ooh. Right now he's a Sean Cody exclusive. And
right?
Isn't that interesting? Isn't that, and maybe that's why she doesn't have to wear wigs. She's like, I don't really give a shit. I'm gonna get trade.
She
tonight.
Has that like white confidence from just being like a hot white guy.
Yes. Yeah. It's the equivalent of getting a star in Mario. You're invincible.
First of all, scroll down because I know this candy muse. No, go up. Show the belly.
Yeah,
that is not it. Face tuned. She face tuned her belly.
Face tuned, and I've seen it on her Instagram, and it's face tuned.
Oh, what's crazy is she has a nice round belly that looks good on her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not doing. That's not. That's
look
not,
at Lala Ri.
Legitimately so the same in and out of drag.
No way. I don't think so at all.
There's a similarity.
It's the goddamn same.
Olivia Lux looks identical.
Yeah.
Very cute.
In and out of drag.
Very cute.
And Rosé.
Rosé. Okay. I like this.
Simona's a model no matter what you do.
Very gorge. I have to also, I'm going to say this. A friend of mine sent me a text.
Tamisha Amon, why is her picture with the mask on?
They did her dirty. I mean, they're trying to make her look more butch. A friend of mine texted me, I have traded dick pics with one of the cast members of season 13, and when they go home, I'll text you to let you know who it was. So I'll be awaiting a text.
Where does your friend live?
I will too, from you. Okay. I actually saw on, and there's Tina Burner.
Yeah, girl.
There's Tina.
What's going on?
We're looking at some pedal pushers that
are pretty high
up.
When I look at Tina Burner, all I see is a deviated septum.
My God.
This is me. You are rotted.
No, I thank y'all so much for doing this. And as always, I talked for too long because you're too fun to talk to. Before I let you go, what would you like to promote?
Go listen to our podcast, Sloppy Seconds.
Yes.
On the Forever Dog Network. It's just this, but not with drag queens, and we just yell at each other.
So fun. What else?
Is that
anything
all?
Else? Dips? Yeah, what else? Any stuff on coming up on the Mom Network?
All of those mom announcements will be happening later.
Uh-huh.
I have music everywhere, and my music video Back Up Off Me is available on YouTube, which is like a fun nostalgic romp and leather bar of festivities, a lot of fetish play.
Fun.
Yeah.
I just started posting pictures of myself in drag again on my Instagram, so go watch that.
I love
go
it.
Go
watch that. Okay, I mean, y'all are so fun. Everyone already knows you who's listening, but follow them online, support the pod. Sloppy Seconds is so fucking fun and funny. It is a great time.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I'm excited to see how this season turns out. I'll be texting y'all all kinds of stupidity as the season unfolds.
Yes.
And rate and review us on iTunes because it makes a difference. It helps.
Oh, it really does. If you like this podcast, go do a rate and review for Mono because it's helpful.
Please. It's helpful, girl. It keeps the pod free. And I know you want that, you little cheapskates. Okay.
Speaking of cheapskates. No, I'm just kidding. Oh.
Is that the one you shoved inside Tina Burner?
Yes, correct.
Bye.
Bye. Still about to throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.